Welcome to the Sent from Disneyland podcast.
Here age relives fond memories of the past.
If it's your first time joining us, welcome. On this episode, we'll take a journey into the past and explore Disneyland and Disneyland history with mementos, snapshots, and postcards sent from Disneyland from 1955 to the present. Today, I'm starting off by thanking my patrons from patreon.com. You can join and receive mail from my desk or from my Disneyland trips. Special thanks to Random Olive, the first patron to this podcast, and the e-ticket patrons Tania, Eric Daniels, Joe Gamble, Scott Booker, Monica Seitz Vega, Russ Romano, Michael and Christina Cross, Scott Cagle, and Sheila Harry. C-ticket patrons Serious Inquiries Only, Debbie Weinstein, Jennifer Schneep, Grace Coat, Brian Crawford, Ben and Noel Bruning, Patty Wolin, Angela Reynolds, Greg Gourley, and Aaron Moran. B-ticket patrons Jeff and Paige Orton, and Joshua, Inexorable, Tosh Bell. And the A-ticket patrons Elise Sharp, Zealot Infinity, Alexis Robles, Maggie and Henry Byers, Angel DeBlock, and the All Aboard podcast. You can also sign up for my new newsletter for a chance to get some postcards delivered by the USPS to your mailbox. I am your host, your post-host Clocky, and today we have two postcards sent from Disneyland. The front of our first postcard has the facade of It's a Small World. You can see the children parading out of the clock, and the drummer is out to chime in the time. On the back it reads, "The happiest, most imaginative timepiece ever created highlights the entrance of Walt Disney's It's a Small World attraction in Fantasyland. Animated figures of children perform the time every 15 minutes to the Small World theme song." It's postmarked October 16, 1967, with a Claremont cancel and a 4-cent Lincoln postage stamp, Scott number 1036. I assume they visit the park on Friday, October 13, 1967, when park hours were from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The weather was a high of 83 and a low of 58. It's addressed to Mr. and Mrs. T.E. Kurtz of Waterbury, Connecticut. It reads, 14 October. Dear Grandma and Grandpa, I went here on Friday with Mommy and Daddy. The men came to lay linoleum and had to shut off everything, so we had to get out of the house. I had a wonderful time and just loved this. I was leading the band before the ride was over and thought the dolls were great. Love you both, Ross Edward. Recently, on a trip to the park, I had the luxury of riding It's a Small World in my own boat. The timing worked out where a full boat left right before me, and I was the only one currently in line and ready to board. As I sat through this iconic attraction, I thought about the changes that have happened over time. One of the more recent changes was the addition of Disney characters to the various regions and countries throughout the attraction. In my map collection, I have a map showing where all the new characters were added to the attraction. The front cover is light purple, with Disneyland written in the classic Gothic font, and under it, it reads, "Your Guide to the Happiest Cruise on Earth." Taking up 2/3 of the page is a globe with It's a Small World written through the center. Around the circumference, there are characters from It's a Small World, with recognizable Disney and Pixar characters. You can see Stitch, Pinocchio, Donald, and Woody. Although there is no date on this map, the characters were added in 2009. The back of the cover simply has the Radio Disney logo, with the Radio Disney website, RadioDisney.com. Great news! Enfield Post is back up on Etsy. Grabbing some vintage stamps is a great way to plus your mail. Whether you're trying to match the color of your postcard or envelope, or adding a theme stamp to the back of your mail, be sure to check out Enfield Post. You can head over to enfieldpost.com and explore all the different vintage stamps you can use on your next card or letter. That's Enfieldpost on Instagram and enfieldpost.com for your wedding and vintage postage needs. Enfield Post is the official postage stamp sponsor of the Sent from Disneyland podcast. The front of our next postcard has the facade of It's a Small World. You can see guests riding boats, as well as exiting the attraction, the opposite way from how we exit the attraction now. On the back it reads, "It's a Small World. A gala toy parade begins as It's a Small World's imaginative clock performs the time, an exciting bon voyage for guests embarking on the happiest cruise that ever sailed." It's postmarked October 21st, 1972, with the U.S. Postal Service cancel and a 6-cent Olympic Summer Games Munich 1972 bicycling postage stamp, Scott number 1460. I assume they visit the park on Thursday, October 19, 1972, when park hours were from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The weather was a high of 71 and a low of 55, with 0.3 inches of precipitation. It's addressed to Mrs. A. Bush of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. It reads, October 2072. Dearest Eleanor, here we are in California. This It's a Small World is really adorable. I have some slides, so I'll tell you all about it. Today we drove to San Diego, and now I must study some maps so we won't get lost tomorrow. Hope to see you soon. Love, Edna. Inside of the map opens up to a full map of It's a Small World, starting with the Hello Room and going right into the North Pole with an Inuit Small World child. Then it starts winding down to Europe, where there are images of the Eiffel Tower, the London Guard Tower, and the Queen's chess piece. As you continue following the waterway, you see Pinocchio and a Small World child wearing a fez, followed by two more children, both wearing a different style of turban. Following the path to the right-hand side of the page is the Asia section, with two children near the Red Gateway featured in the attraction. Going up the map to the Africa section, there is one child with long pigtails jumping into the air. At the top center of the map, you see Donald wearing a sombrero and representing Latin America in front of three curved doorways, similar to where he is in the attraction. Heading back down the Small World River, you see Ariel, followed by Lilo and Stitch, standing next to one of the hula girls. The last characters on the map are in the Spirit of America room, where there is a Small World cowboy child and Woody and Jessie from Toy Story 2. At the end of the river, you have the finale room, listed with the simple word finale. At the bottom corners of the page, there is a legend pointing out where all the Disney characters are located along the attraction, including Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, Alice and the White Rabbit in Great Britain, Cinderella, Gus and Jacques in the France section, Pinocchio and Jiminy Cricket in Italy, Aladdin, Jasmine, Abu and the Flying Carpet in the Middle East, Mulan and Mushu in China, Simba, Timon and Pumbaa in the Adventure in Africa section, the Three Caballeros, Donald, Panchito and Jose in South America, Lilo and Stitch in Hawaii, Ariel and Flounder under the sea, Nemo and Dory in Australia, and finally, Woody, Jessie, and Bullseye in the USA section. Looking at all these characters and knowing that this was last updated in 2009, I thought about all the additional stories that have been told and could be added in. It'd be great to see characters from Encanto, Coco, Raya the Last Dragon, Brave, and Moana. This incoming postcard is sponsored by the Art Throwdown. Art Throwdown, or ATD, is an online craft hour on Instagram, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. Be sure to check out Monday's ATD, which is usually hosted by paper artist Russ Romano. I see many amazing art projects, learned about awesome postmarks, postage stamp history, and a lot more on different episodes. It's great to stop in for an hour to watch someone craft or design something unique. Each host brings something a little different to each show. I'll list some of the regular hosts, or you can follow RussRomano2021 on Instagram. The front of my incoming postcard has The Simpsons, including Homer, Marge, Bart, Lisa, and Maggie. On the top right it reads, Visit Hogsmeade. You can see Maggie wearing a Ravenclaw scarf and flying a broomstick, while the rest of the family watches. It's postmarked April 1st, 2024, with a Santa Monica cancel and a Hogsmeade Owl Post cancel, and a Pilar Coral Reef postcard forever postage stamp, Scott number 5365. It reads,
Ahoy, hoy!
Sending sorcery via Hogsmeade in Universal Studios Hollywood. Smell you later, Jamie. Thank you so much for the postcard, Jamie. I was really excited when you had these made. I'm even more excited to have one in my collection. Also, I enjoyed the Simpsons reference to Ahoy, hoy, as it is one of my favorite ways to answer the telephone. I remember reading somewhere that Alexander Graham Bell, the inventor of the telephone, thought that would be the way we would answer instead of hello or any other greeting. I also like the Hogsmeade Owl Post postmark, with the owl sitting on a branch, holding an envelope, and surrounded by a decorative circle. It's a great addition to a theme park postcard. Can't wait to see the next postcard you make. Thanks for listening to Sent from Disneyland. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and tell your friends. It would be helpful to share your favorite episode to a friend or on social media. There are over 200 to choose from. It would also help to leave a 5-star rating and comment on whatever podcast platform you use. If you'd like to support the show financially, please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/sentfromdisneyland. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Sent From Disneyland, or on Twitter at Sent From Disney. For questions and comments, send me a postcard addressed to Sent From Disneyland, P.O. Box 44, Hood, California, 95639. This podcast is not affiliated with Disney, the United States Postal Service, or any post office or Disney properties. Opinions expressed on this podcast belong to its host and guests of the Sent from Disneyland podcast.
Smell you later!
I can't believe Smell You Later replaced Goodbye.
Smell you later!
Smell you later!